Well, as you look to the future and planning on that big day on the calendar that says retirement, well, we got to turn to our good friends at True North Retirement, as they did with my previous co-host, David. Well, she gave him all the best advice, and well, David was able to retire in the fashion that he deserves, and that's something that we all want to do. Ashley is joining us today to tell us, if you are in your 50s, what it's going to take to retire in your 60s. Good morning, Ashley. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. It's great to be here. I probably should have given David some worse advice so he'd still be around.
You know, for sure I have a bone to pick with you on that one. But it's important to think about this. And I know you and David constantly had conversations to help our listeners understand their finances, to know where they're at, and through your help, plan these years. And as I look for myself and my husband, we are in our 50s. While when we were younger, it seemed like retirement was so far away, but these years go by so fast, and now we're really seriously thinking about what is it going to take and how are we going to get there? And there are some priorities that we need to think about, Ashley, in order to do this. So for those couples who are in their 50s, what's the important things to remember first off?
Right. Yeah, there are a number of important things to think about and do. And what the 50s is that time where things begin to shift. So, you know, earlier in your 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, there's a lot of other competing financial priorities that get your attention. But then in your 50s, most people really do get serious. They're like, okay, they can see retirement. It might be 5, 10, 15 years away. It's looming close now. And so I find that people really start to buckle down and really start to think about this. And so I would say the one of the first things to do is just make sure you have your financial priorities in order when you get to your 50s. And so, you know, basically retirement now moves to the forefront, or at least close mm-hmm. to the top as a top priority. But that doesn't mean it's the only priority either. And I find that a lot of clients and people I know who are in their 50s, they struggle with this a little bit because they might still have kids at home, or maybe they're still helping to support in college or young adulthood, and that makes it challenging to save and to continue to save a lot for retirement. And then on the other side of it, a lot of people who are in their 50s are also taking care of aging parents. They might be financially supporting those parents. So balancing all of these priorities is not easy, but no matter what one's circumstances are, it's really important to keep that retirement savings goal at, or, you know, pretty much near the top of the list.
Ashley Michikay is the CEO and founder of True North Retirement. She's joining us today, well, to talk exactly about that, getting ready to retire, especially if it feels like it's closer in the mirror than you had expected. Of course, everybody thinks about that mortgage. You know, that's always the biggest part, it feels like, of your expenditures, is to make sure that mortgage is paid and then back that up with the insurance needed. So what's important to make sure that you can handle that, or even better yet, get rid of that payment?
Yeah, so the 50s is a great time, especially if you've been in your house for a while and you don't have 30 years left on your mortgage. But, you know, if you have 5 or 10, 15 years left on your mortgage, it is a realistic goal to try to pay that off. And if you can do that before retirement and accelerate those payments, you know, that would be a really important goal to shoot for. And I try to encourage pretty much all of my clients, regardless of their financial circumstances, if it's possible, to try to eliminate that mortgage outflow every month. You know, you're still going to have property taxes and insurance, but if you look at your mortgage payment as a percentage of your total outflows in your budget, it probably is somewhere between 20 and 30% of your monthly outflows, if not more than that. So if you can get rid of all of your debts, ideally, but especially your mortgage, that will help to free you up in retirement to be able to enjoy other things like travel and you know, things that you might not be able to do if you still maintained that mortgage, or at least to the extent that you would want to do those other things.
Ashley, I know that we have gone over different things with a retirement planner too, and they run things through a calculation to kind of see how much you have in order to get through those retirement years. And are there things to do for people who are in their 50s who need to maybe catch up a little bit more when it comes to the investments that they're going to use to be part of their income in those retirement years?
Yes, definitely. And I think most people can take advantage of their what is typically their peak earning years. So I find that, you know, when you get to your 50s, you're usually, most people are earning more in that decade than they've earned previously in their 40s or 30s and below. So taking advantage of the fact that you're probably earning more now in your 50s than you were before allows you to be able to save a little bit more. Now, you may have to reevaluate some of your expenses or maybe financial support that you might be providing to adult children or things like that. So it's not an easy problem to solve, but if you can save as much as possible and try to max out those savings for retirement in 401ks or IRAs or otherwise, you know, you can save and catch up for under-saving in previous decades of life if that's, you know, a lot of people are not so far ahead of the game where they, you know, don't have anything to worry about. A lot of people are, most people are playing at least a little bit of catch up as they get close to retirement. So taking advantage of higher savings rates when you're over 50 and you're already maxing out your retirement accounts, you can do what's called a catch up contribution. So there are ways to save more money. And I would say that that's where I would start. Some people will also subscribe to the idea that they should be more aggressive with their investments to also try to catch up. And so it's like, oh, well, if I can just hit the jackpot here and buy a stock that quadruples in value over the next 5 years, then I'll be fine. But, you know, there's a lot of risk associated with that. So we want to avoid that. We want to focus on the things that are within your control more, and that would be saving as much as possible, trying to max out those retirement accounts to the extent you can. And I would definitely start there rather than trying to go to Vegas with your retirement accounts.
No, oh, for sure. And no doubt, honor the blessing that our income is a most definitely way to kind of approach this as well. So Ashley, always a wealth of information, and I'm writing all of these things down. So hopefully by the time I get to the age that David was, I'll be ready to retire too. Ashley, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Brenda.